Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways. On July 24th, 2016, the third live hour of Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to make sure that I get the callers in because we say we have to work ourselves into the control of the human mind and brain, developmental process of food magnetism and brain alteration, and the use of reclaimed water for causing cancer in humans, which has been known for 53 years. Those are our subjects for this hour. And the others that are added on, that some things that you may not want to hear. We have Steve from Virginia. Thank you for holding, Steve.
Yes, thank you very much. Good morning. I had a couple different questions. The one had to do with when you referred to, you know, innovations, new jobs created that you've helped or are helping to create. Well, you know, when people complain, the jobs are gone, bring them back from overseas, those are traditional things that we think of. Do you think that it even matters with these new innovations? Would that even matter, or is that even possible in the digital age we live? You know, is that something that would is basically unrealistic? How, but at the same time, having hope with these other innovations?
Yeah. Well, are you saying, Steve, that bringing in the jobs from the from overseas, which if that matters or not, right? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, the traditional ones that people are hoping would come back.
The new layers of work, yeah.
Yeah.
It matters a lot, and I'll tell you why. Remember about three shows ago, I was talking about invention where patents come from and how the China State Intellectual Property Office has for this year has filed 928,000 patent applications. And in Japan has filed this year 326,000 patents. And in the process, you know, that's a lot of patents. You know, to understand what that is, that's seven times the amount of all the patents that are submitted around the world in health and food and water. Mm-hmm. You understand, 928,000 patents in the subject that I cover for 3 hours on Sunday on RBN. Just think about that.
Wow, that's... Now, hard to imagine.
Yeah, well, that's the truth, see.
Yeah.
Now, let's watch the bouncing ball. What's happening here is that this all has to do, why they have tax exclusion as a way to have business patents for what's called the TSM method. In other words, if there's a teaching or a suggestion or a motivation to under the patent law to change a patent, in other words, if that exists. Now, that now comes under what is called the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. And what this is called is a Base Erosion and Profit Sharing Project. This means that tax is the way that the world is going to be run and is now. In other words, if you reorganize the global tax law, in order to make the innovation work between governments, which is exactly what this is about, you have more merging and acquisitions of corporations, which is what's going on now. That's why they're doing this quickly in case Trump becomes elected, because what happens is that they want their profits now so they can protect their tax system. Because, and I've talked about this before, and I'm sure you'll understand, we are, when we say carbon footprint of a human being, we are talking about the tax on your body. Remember,
okay.
I talked about this, Steve, 6 years ago. I was talking about the fact of how much you're worth. Remember, in other words, when I had the interview with Dr. Emmanuel, and also, he was talking about he wanted to die at 75 in terms of everything had been done by the time you're 75, that type of story. But
yes,
the worth of a human being, I said, why did you set it at $1.2 million after that? That's your total contribution in terms of you getting your medical care and the development of what your worth is at $1.2 million. And I said, how did you arrive at that? I have a feeling how you were. Of course, I had all the formulas in front of me. The Obamacare runs 2,900 pages, of which Nancy Pelosi, remember, she said, we'll know what it is when you read it. And the thing is, they never let the Republicans know in it. You know why they didn't let the Republicans in on it? Is the fact that the Republicans had bills in the fact of extending the care to prevent single payer, which is exactly what the value system is that Obama's suggesting. Well, I think we'll go to single payer because Obamacare is not working. Meanwhile, the lead story today is the fact that the insurance companies are being challenged by the Justice Department and for merging. See? Because the insurance companies are not making any money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there are not enough people and the health care costs more. And why does it cost more? Because the BEP. In other words, the base, you see, it's called, you see, the base erosion, it's called, and profit shifting. In other words, a base erosion is the determination of what you're worth versus against what the development of the profit share is. So those jobs that come from other places to get manufacturing back in the United States are real, because you have to value the human being at a different carbon footprint.
Okay.
You see? And once you do that, you have changed the valuation of the intellectual property, which is where guys like me are being trained to write these big patents in terms of these different countries. You see?
Yeah.
Now you take these other pieces of knowledge. What's happening is the universities are training people that will never achieve those knowledge bases, except if they're in the graduate school, of which are packed with people from other countries.
Okay, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So what has to happen is that we need to change the socialist system, which Obama's friend, that put him in office and his family backed him. He was the one that killed police with their nail bombs years ago and got off free. He and his girlfriend, they live in Chicago. They now run the university system for the, for the whole country.
Well,
there's a piece of work, fellas, you know. And the thing comes down to the fact that it's the value that's placed on the new knowledge. And that's where the schools are training. In other words, they're purposely training people that are not workable to bring in people that will have the artificial intelligence. And why do you think they have all these little kids running around learning coding? and they say, oh, they're going to learn how to code the computer. Well, I don't know if anybody gets it, but the whole thing is, don't you see the subterfuge? It's so obvious, it blows your mind. Mm-hmm. What's happening is the parents are loving, oh, they'll learn how to use the computer. Well, yes, because that's going to be the lower level first entry of the new jobs.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And the second layer is being layered now on the tax laws that are being put forth in the real world, which to have the education people will be the formation of the robots. That's why you have, in the food industry, you have robotism. That's why you have the car people are making automobiles. There are foreign companies that own these companies now. We have to bring people out. That's all robot. Well, who do you think the Chinese bring in? They bring in their own engineers.
Yeah.
They bring in, you know. So, and look what they're doing to the farms. The United States government, under Obama's executive orders, is to take the farmland from our country. Why? Because we own 93% of our jet and farmland. That's what the Chinese want.
Yeah.
They want our farmland, they want our iron ore, and they want our coal mines. So the reason that they're talking so much about coal, and Hillary Clinton goes to say, they knew that they were not going to get jobs for the coal miners. It's not just the coal miners. It's the value of the carbon footprint of the chemistry from coal. That's the real ballgame.
Yeah.
And those require different educations. Where do you think the education is going to be? It's going to be in other countries. It's not going to be here, Steve. And here, that's my crowning call to alert the audience. I think this is not some kind of academic concept in the terms of the real world is. The rest of the world wants to educate us, put the robots here, place the value of the system here, and use our valuation system of the carbon footprint in the new jobs in that second area that you're bringing up. Meanwhile, the people that live here now, you know, the blacks say, well, Black Lives Matter, you know, like there's some damn thing from Rhodesia or something, you know? They're forgetting the American Indian or the people that came here with a shirt on their back with nothing, which I opened my show on. The fact of the terms of the thing, they didn't even know where in the hell to go. And they had to pioneer themselves through snow, rain, process, heat, process, everything they could do. And what did they bring with them? They brought themselves seeds of trees, of food. When the conquerors, the Spanish people, took some of that stuff back to Spain, they came back. They weren't looking for gold anymore. They were looking for places to plant coffee plants. They had tomatoes, pumpkins, you know, and they were, that was their commerce. And tobacco. Look, that changed the world. So our tobacco now is artificial intelligence. And that's beyond coding. And those are the second layer jobs of the thing. This is my story that I gave, and it's not some academic story. I gave to the good side that the leftists call the dark side.
Yeah.
And that's why Donald Trump said, we're going to make you a whole agency. And I said, no, you're not. I'm going to write everything and be your consultant if you want, and I'll help you in any damn way in the world I can. But I'm going to be just like the movie. I'm putting on my cowboy hat. I'm going to be on the ranch, and if you people want to see me, you push the button at the gate and come in, and you're welcome with a steak and a shot of whiskey, and I'll talk to you for as long as you want.
Uh-huh.
And you just write me a check in my Swiss bank. And that's what I told him.
Yeah.
And I mean it.
Yeah.
No, you're asking the question, Steve. That is the real thing. And this is the real one. And this is where the riots are going to come in. Because when the people find this out, that they don't have any use anymore for the knowledge they have, they better start learning something now.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, when I was in college, I was in Psychology 1. You're a freshman in college, big university, see?
Yes.
And there's 300 people in the class. They always have a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember.
You know? And the professor asked, the class are 300 people, okay? What do you consider the most important job in the world. This was years ago. I raised my hand, which was very unusual for me because I was a very shy person. Nobody wanted me in their class because they talked about this guy that screws up the curve, you know.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't eat with me at the Commons or anything, you know.
Oh.
I was rejected in every way you couldn't believe. And plus, being partially brown, that didn't help either. But the thing comes in, the thing. I raised my hand and I said, the garbage man. Yep, the guy who collects the garbage.
Well, yeah, okay.
And that professor, in front of everyone in the thing, said, I want you to come to my office right now. And I thought I was going to be arrested, you know, that kind of thing. They went into the thing, and they wrote me a graduate degree on the spot.
Wow.
And I got my reason that they said, you're the first person that we wanted to hear the right answer for 23 years. And guess what university we're talking about?
Wow.
Yale.
Oh, my God.
True story, Steve.
That is amazing. Wow.
True story.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so the thing is, and of course, I was selected from that point on to be involved in every form of metaphysics at Yale, and in terms of the thing, I went in and went into medicine. I was trained by Dr. Olds, who was the one who had discovered that stress affects the lower intestine, that Dr. Olds. And and I worked side by side with him. There were five people in that advanced class of the world. People competed for all the world. And Dr. Olds had heard ahead of time, you know, but you see, the person who collects the garbage is the most important out there, because everybody considers you garbage. Ah, hell with garbage. You know, you're a piece of crap. You know how it goes.
Right.
Now garbage is the biggest income stream on the planet.
Wow.
Right. Jeez. Now more money is made in garbage and waste and contaminated water from fracking.
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
other product on the earth.
Yeah. Well, the challenge, even one thinks about the radioactive residue, even.
Absolute. And the thing is, in fact, I wanted to get in some of that today, but the thing is, and I won't be able to do it, but the thing is, the radioactive, it's not just a question of radioactive anymore. It's a question of the body's assimilation of radioactive foods and waters, of which there is a different degradation of that radioactivity, which is how you measure it.
Yeah.
And so my advice that I give to everyone, even to the cancer patients and clinical trials, is get yourself a Geiger counter.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
They have more the more modern handheld devices now.
Yeah, the little handheld one, and I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. And the thing is, before you eat food, measure the radiation.
Measure it,
Yeah, and on your body, you take once a week, urinate in a plastic cup that's clean, and take a measurement of the radiation in your urine.
Okay,
if it goes under one mega micrograms. Something you're eating or around or doing is not helping you.
Yeah.
And it means it's no longer a question of the body being radiated. Remember, what happens is the fact that radiation is bioaccumulating. That's the term that I invented with chloramine causes health damage, which is now used in expert witness cases. That's on my bio on RBN, for God's sakes.
Wow.
Listen, I got to go, Steve, but you've asked the $64,000 question.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Amen.
You. your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and we have Laurie from Georgia. Hello, Laurie, and thank you for holding.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Parker. Hello?
Hello, Laurie.
I just have a couple quick questions that are kind of mundane compared to some of your other callers. Does reverse osmosis take out chloramines in drinking water?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
They don't have enough higher electrostatic position. Reverse osmosis is excellent for taking out what are called chemical gradients. And the state of the art is being improved. What's happening is that there's an addition of activated charcoal, which is replacing the other charcoal, which they still use regular charcoal when they sell it to the public. But you add ultraviolet light to that to kill the bacteria and work it through. But it does not change the electrostatic surface of the water molecule on the reverse osmosis. It takes out the other molecules, not all of them, that has rubidium, things like that, barium, the fluoroacetic acid, of course, it does not take out, which is very important to prevent pancreatic cancer. So, and I have a lot of studies on that that I'll be writing about.
So what would you recommend to guard against the chloramines?
Well, first of all, you can't boil it out of the water and make any sense. It's an outright fabrication that the government has put out over the years. You boil it and they'll work it in. And then there's some government agencies that say, put lemon juice in there, you know, in the water, and then heat it up, you know, that type of thing. But the way of filtration for chemicals, there are very expensive reverse osmosis apparatus that you don't put under your sink that goes into the piping system. In other words, the piping system itself creates a lot of chemical attributes. You know, like if you have an older pipe, obviously you're going to have a problem. But the newer pipes, they have the plastic pipes. Well, actually, they create transfer electrical currents. See? So what's and that increases the action of the chlorine. Keep in mind that the person who is at the water district place, they always send you a form, and they say, well, and they always show that they have hardly anything of contamination in the water. And the thing is that what they're not telling you is that this is dose-related and that the amine, or in other words, the ammonia, is added by dose-related systems at that end. So you can have all types of electrostatic systems, but you cannot reach what's called the LD50, or it was a lethal dose, 50% of an animal study to show what the dose is, see? So this is a dose-related system. So the state of the art for solving that is down the road. So what I am suggesting is that you have clean pipes coming into your abode, have under your sink a reverse osmosis and ultraviolet, but add ozonization, ozone. Have an ozone faucet system. All three.
So, but you say that equipment is coming in the future, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But right now, what's really important, since these chemicals are produced in such a way of the disinfecting bifrost and trihalomethanes that are on, it is documented in terms of the studies, which, by the way, the government made a big effort to take most of the work off of the shelves when I first went on the national stage. The United Nations threatened to imprison me for exposing what you and I are talking about, and that was 9.5 years ago. And that's that very sentence I just gave you, that's considered part of a fashionable legal government action, what I just mentioned. So what you do is you try to get the best you can under that sink and make sure that you have an ozone faucet added to that system. And that's available to you now. I hope you call again.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Parker.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron.
This is Park Pathways, and I want to make sure I get Mark from Florida. Thank you for holding on, Mark. Hello, Mark from Florida.
Thank you, Doctor. You're kind of quiet in my ear, but I'll try to turn you up. My question is, because you're talking about patents, and it seems to me, you know, notwithstanding a gentleman such as yourself, that the patent system is designed to retard technology and advancement of mankind. Am I wrong?
I don't think that that is an overt, obvious thing. In what way do you think that there is a prevention of innovation that way? Are you comparing it to examiners examining for prior art and turning down claims when they should give them claims?
No, no. Where I'm going is that because a man comes up with an idea. Well, if he wants to hold on to that idea to himself, then he can't share it and put it out in the public into the knowledge of mankind. Or claim that because he puts his knowledge out to mankind, that no other man's allowed to touch it without paying him homage, which I believe is dastardly wrong. If you want to share your knowledge to benefit mankind, you shouldn't require a payment for your kindness, because it's not kindness. It just keeps men from advancing, from improving, because you've locked it into a thing called a patent, and now it's like, well, I want to patent the alphabet, therefore no one else can speak without purchasing permission. That's how
I look
at it.
Let me give you the other side of the coin. First of all, a patent is set up to exclude other people from infringing on your idea. That's number one, and you'll agree to that. That's the definition of a patent, right? That's the patent.
Yes.
That's section 112. Okay. So now you've got your idea. Mark has a way to answer the question of Larry from Georgia, who just called, which happens to be the fourth largest innovation system of classification of patents now in the world. There's seven countries who have over, 150,000, and China is 900,000 people who work 24/7 in large arenas of buildings who do nothing but figure out how to first to file in the United States Patent Office. And why is that? Because they know that they can produce it. They can work it because of first to file. The only way you can prove that is that you have to have an effective filing date before they filed. So that means that someone from India who is inventing something similar to what Mark in Florida is doing, if they file earlier, and they can file in their international patent office to do that. Now, what's happened there is in terms of the fact that there is jurisdictions which cover your idea in such a way, if you're the first to file, you have the opportunity to develop it, which the other people don't. That's the other aspect of this in the real world. Now, you can have all the people in the world that say that what you're paying, in terms of maintenance fees to keep the patent going past the 7-year period, and then you have the 11th-year period, you pay maintenance on it. But the fact is that you can develop that into a business. You do not have a job in the United States of America unless you have something that has been developed that you are using. If you use somebody else's idea, let's say, to make donuts, what happened? It's like Giuliani said at the Republican convention, what happened to America? Well, what happened to America is the people from Vietnam who had a deal with a defense department to bring in 67,000 Vietnamese to come in and invade the neighborhoods, and what did they buy? Donut shops. So the first thing they did was that they said, well, we have our way of making the donut, but they never made donuts in their culture. They didn't know how to make donuts. You go to a donut shop today, they're lousy because they don't know how to make donuts. It's not in their culture. Well, the patent didn't protect that part. So what did the Vietnamese do? They declared the fact that they were going to invent their own stuff, and it doesn't work either. So that means that that person's, invention is still protected. And when they bring the Syrians in, Syrians have no damn idea what the technology is in America. And so what are they going to do? Let's say that they have your idea, Mark from Florida, and they want to take it and give it to the Syrians. Obama's already written an executive order already for that. 250,000 Syrians to invade the neighborhoods of the United States of America. And they say that Trump was dark. No, what they were trying to do is trying to protect your idea from another end. I would protect your idea. I would protect your idea in court when I have my registration for that from the Bar Association. I would take your idea and because the patent office has now developed the post-grant system, the inter partes examination system, which is called now a review. You've got ways to supplement your idea and make changes before the allowance of the patent. You didn't have that before. Those are the good parts of this. See? You have more protections now than you ever had before for your idea. And another thing, you as Mark can license it. You can take your patent and you can license it to a company to make your product and give you a royalty on it and even build equity. I don't even know how many jobs that can create. I think right now in the American patent system, there are approximately, I believe the figure is around 100,000 jobs per year, which is very low, but that's a basing. Those jobs last for years as a result of the patent law. But that's where I'm going.
All that's well and good, but then you got where a man will invent something that can run on hydrogen, and it's taken and concealed and hidden away. Or people are murdered because they've invented something that will reduce the necessity of oil by 25%.
Yeah.
So the
stories about that, but they still have to get it from you, Mark. You see, they still have to get it from you. The guy that invented the miniature engine years and years ago, when you and I were children, that thing was set up in the automobile industry. People, what he did was mention it, and he showed the diagrams to the people under the law. You're working for an employer, and that belongs to him. So what did they do? They took it, and the miniature engine has been invented for how many years? I think it's 50 years. And Tesla's generators for hypersonic speed, Forward to the Future or Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. And that was a Tesla invention. Yeah, and so Area 52, you know, Area 51, rather, 52 is over in Utah now, but the thing is, 51, they had the reverse system so they could make their own space disc, you know, for flying saucers. So they had, you know, they've had the technology, but they polluted it by keeping it away because he was working for somebody. All he had to do was to make a trade secret note on it on a napkin. You know that you can have a patent written on the surface of an egg? It's been done. Yeah. And the thing, on a napkin, you can have it. You can protect your idea any way you like and have it protected. You can have trade secret.
Correct.
You can have disclaimer.
But
you can have set up on venture capital system where you have what's called an equity transfer with a bank and get money for it and have it protected. You can have it protected by will, interstate wills. You can have it developed by patent itself, and you can develop it. And another thing, you can also file a provisional patent. In other words, it's only good for 1 year, but you protect yourself on your filing date. So and you can have it that way. And once you do that, nobody else is going to do it because it's pending. All you have to do from this point on is that there are people in this world, in venture capital work, that would give anything to hear of your idea and be able to support it. They would do anything to do that, you know. You've got your oyster today. A person that owns a patent today has got the world by the tail. And they can protect their ideas in so many ways it never existed before. What I object to is the fact that the Obama people and the elites took away the first to invent because it took away our advantage of showing conception. And that's really what your question is. They took away that, see? They put us in first to file to make us compete with somebody on a camel in Saudi Arabia, you know? Which Hillary Clinton,
right,
by the way, received $65 million from the Saudis to protect the water technology. That's another thing I won't forgive her for. She didn't have any right to do that. She's a Secretary of State. She was supposed to report it on her Form 866, and she violated the law, and the FBI shoved it. We got the greatest FBI. You know, the fix is in. I'll tell you,
exactly, but doctor, what I'm saying is, if someone comes up with a novel way of separating the chloramine out of the water, and the powers that be don't want that technology out, they will seize him, they will patent it, and then they will conceal it. And then if anybody else tries to do it, they'll arrest them or kill them.
You know, once you get a patent, that's not the concealment of the thing. The only time that they conceal a patent is when it's made. I have three patents that are on special. That means that they can, they want it on a fast track. And you have the patent prosecution highway right now where you can patent faster to be able to have it protected. It's called the PPH. And it's a thing. No one's going to conceal your patent once you come in. Once it's patented, but the only way they're going to conceal it is that, let's say that there's some conspiracy like there was with the Tesla generators and the rest of it. They usually steal all that stuff or kill you off before you get the patent. And that's the deal, see? That's why that's why I believe in the patent. Because once you file in terms of your idea, and that's pending, no one can see that. The public can't see it. It's against the law. You go to the patent office and you say that I want to see, Mark's patent on XYZ. Well, they say, well, it's pending. You can't see that. They're not going to let anybody see that. No, you can't see it. Nobody can see those patents when they're pending. And then after it issues, you're protected. But what you get with a patent, the society, what you're asking has the ripple effect of the question of the society of the manufacturers or the industries that don't want you to work it through. No one wanted Dr. Goodyear to put the rubber out either, and he did that invention by accident because he cooled it rather than heated it one day, and it turned out to be rubber. So, you know, and the only reason he died a pauper is not because somebody stole it or something of that sort. They couldn't put the application together until Ford figured out how to put the application together with a guy by the name of Goodyear. And so, and they did that under a tree at a picnic. That's a true story. That's in the Smithsonian Institute. So, no, you know, and that changed World War One. You know, in World War II. So, no, you're in good shape. You're in good shape. You have to look at it from the standpoint of the fact, a lot of people that invent things, they hurt themselves by telling somebody about it. Now, once you tell somebody about it, you have 1 year from the time that you tell somebody about it to file. You're protected. It's under Section 102B. So the thing comes down of the patent law. So, you know, you're protected. But once you tell somebody about it, that puts you in a bad arbitration spot under the law. But
as long as we keep the Clintons out of the way from blocking people from sharing and expanding their ideas, I suppose it would be good.
There, now you've said something profound, as your question is profound. You are on point. You have no idea how on point you are. That's their whole bag. Then they use, in the real world, that's how they blackmail people in the other countries. Yeah, that's exactly how they do it. Yeah. Listen, I gotta go, Mark.
Thank you, Doctor.
And I'm glad that you called, and I know we talked about it, and we spent some time over on this, but it's important. And I appreciate you listening, and I hope you call again. I really do. There's a lot to talk about on this. We're going to, for the time that we have left, I wanted to mention the government's plan to tap chefs and to develop plant-based protein and get rid of meat as a government prerogative. Excuse me. The United Nations wants to take over the Culinary Institute process, and they call it the Menus of Change. And what these are is the idea, and of course there is the they've partnered up with the Chan School of Public Health and at Harvard, and the idea is to have documents for the chefs of America called the protein flip. And, of course, they've been trying to get people off of protein for a long time. But, of course, if you do that, you change your biotin, you know. You change your, you lose your immune system. You have all kinds of other things, which puts you the economy of scale and for healthcare. And so the protein flip is the idea is to have people eat less protein because they say it affects the climate, which they've been talking about for a long time. And then they bring in water use. And, of course, the best thing that the government is trying to deny has been in the past 2 weeks about fracking on the recycled water. But, of course, they're saying, well, we're going to ease over on the food and just talk about earthquakes from fracking. But until you take the regular water in terms of the fact of what you put into the energy system of your carbon footprint, the government is saying that the animal sources account for 85% of the protein we eat, this has an environmental impact with methane gas and the emissions, which you've known about for some time and people have talked about. Now they want to formalize it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is Parker Pathways, and we're out of time. I'm not going to cover the story. It's not a story because I put together a lot of information. It took 3 weeks to put the information concerning the change to the vegan recipes. I'm going to talk about that next week because we just don't have the time. I just have a comment. I'm trying to figure out why in a town called Spring, Texas, where the homeowners association want people to take down their blue ribbons for police. I don't understand stuff like that. I mean, maybe you do, you know, in terms of I just don't understand stuff like that. And, I mean, you know. And then, of course, I've already covered the idea, you know, that I was going to talk in more depth about the Iranians getting new centrifuges to make nuclear material. And they're saying, well, we're not making nuclear material because, you know, see how they play on words, talking about they're taking out the old centrifuges. And, of course, that's considered dark. And I think we want them to have the nuclear weapons. That's what the present administration is saying. That statement from a senator I was talking with, you know. And at the Republican convention, there was a black contingency there. There were some friends of mine that were delegates there, and they were telling me about how they wanted to get rid of the white people. And and I think that on the story was exposed, which is true, how Hillary is for depopulation, and which is true. That is absolutely true. Let's see. I told you about Edelson shutting a door on Cruz at his box at the Republican convention. Black Lives Matter, and it says that Obama said at the beginning of the week that the police are the problem. And some other statements, which I found very offensive in terms of just policy. I mean, I'm not even talking belief in the system. But the key point is that the government's out to federalize race and destroy Western civilization. And that is the fact. That's not just a statement of a comment about an event. The idea is to destroy Western civilization. As Vice President Biden said, it's the end of white people. And I told you about that many weeks ago. That was with the Al Sharpton meeting. And there's a place in eastern Colorado that has tetrahydrocannabinol in the water and from marijuana. And, of course, the people in that part of the world in Colorado say, well, marijuana is soluble in water, so we don't see what the problem is. And I'll be sending a message to tell them that that's an oil base that survives. Listen, I want to thank you very much for listening to Parker Pathways and being here with us today. And also support the station, and I mean that. And continue to watch the world, but listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN. Kiss the Desert Rose. And by the way, support the troops, the police, the fire people, and your family. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist,
Remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is from the old school, new school.